Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Dan Friedel in for VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the first November edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's Thursday, so that means it's time for a look back at the last week of sports, including the Boston Red Sox World Series win, a victory for Roger Federer on his home soil, and an introduction to an up-and-coming golfer named Cameron Champ. We're joined by VOA's Jim Stevenson, who produces the Game Room podcast each week, and it's available at voanews.com. Welcome, Jim.
Once mocked as a hapless and even cursed franchise, which once went 86 years without a title, the Boston Red Sox have now won the World Series four times in a 15-season span. The latest came Sunday in Game 5 with a 5-1 victory against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boston manager Alex Cora said expectations were high.
We got the highest payroll in baseball, and that's a challenge. With the way they see us, you know, the media and the fans, you know, we had to win because there's a lot of money involved.
Red Sox pitcher David Price delivered seven remarkable one-run innings despite a grueling recent workload that included a start just 4 days earlier and a relief appearance in Game 3 just 2 days prior.
I didn't want to come out of the game in the eighth inning. I wanted to continue to go. If it took me 120 pitches or however many pitches it took to get 27 outs tonight, that's what I wanted to be able to do. I felt good, and I still feel good. It was very special.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said his team, appearing in its second straight World Series after having lost last year to the Houston Astros, just could not do well at the plate against Price.
Couldn't put hits together, couldn't get base runners, and really stress them at all. It was pretty straightforward, but I can't say enough about what our guys did. And unfortunately, we came short again this year.
Price had been a cursed pitcher in the postseason and once made 11 straight October starts without winning a single game.
33 years old now. Last time I was in this type of situation was when I was 23. So a lot of things have changed since then. To be able to come out on top and to be able to contribute in October, that's why I play the game.
Boston manager Alex Cora stuck with his embattled pitcher throughout the entire season.
There's a lot of people that gave up on him throughout the season. A lot of people that gave up on him after his outing against New York. But we knew that he's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues, and he cares. He wants to win. And finally, he got his World Series ring.
For Price, failure over so many years never diminished his desire to one day shine in a championship series.
My confidence was never altered, you know, through however many seasons I've been to the playoffs, however many times I've failed in October, however many times I've failed in the regular season or against the Yankees. You know, my confidence was never altered. I always had belief in myself and my abilities, and to be able to come through, you know, on this stage and in October for myself and for my teammates. I know I can do it now.
Cora's team won 119 games throughout the regular and postseason and was playing an equally tough opponent in the Dodgers.
It's not easy to get back to the World Series, and they did it, and they're doing a lot of good things. I know it's tough, but they should be proud of the season they had.
And Dave Roberts was proud of his team.
You know, all year when it didn't look so good, our guys stuck together, stayed the course, and believed in one another, and put ourselves in a chance to win a championship. And that's not easy to do. To get to the World Series where two teams are playing at the end, it's very difficult. There's a lot of hard work that comes with it, a lot of sacrifice, and you got to have good players. And We did that this year.
The loss marked the 12th time since their 1988 World Series title that the Dodgers had reached the playoffs but fallen short of a championship, including each of the past 6 years. Robert still has his sights set on nothing less than a Los Angeles World Series win.
I expect us to be back here next year, but celebrating on the field, I think the culture, the players, as far as the large majority are in place. I think there's a lot of good things.
Alex Cora has now been a part of a World Series win, playing three different roles.
Somebody asked me that a week ago, what was better to win, as a player, as a bench coach, or as a manager? As a player, I was just a utility guy. Last year, I was a bench coach. This feels better.
An emotional David Price reflected on finally reaching the top of the game.
This is a game we get to play. You know, it's the relationships that you make, you know, while you do this, while you play this game, that, that's what makes this game so special.
And part of his celebration included spontaneously throwing his hat into the stands toward a handful of excited Boston Red Sox fans on hand in Los Angeles for the win.
I don't know why I did that. We have a lot of Red Sox fans here, and hopefully one of them got that hat and they can tell that story, you know, for the rest of their life. You know, it's, I don't need that hat. I don't even want that hat. You know, it stinks. It smells bad.
But the championship will always taste sweet.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's always special to win, but for perhaps the best men's tennis player ever, the latest victory was extra special.
To come through and win again here in my hometown, never knowing if this might be your last time that you had the opportunity to play a finals, to maybe win for the last time here in my city, it obviously means a lot to me, and it becomes very emotional. So emotional always at the very end.
Roger Federer defeated qualifier Marius Copil of Romania to win his 9th Swiss Indoors Basel title and lift his 99th tour level trophy overall.
It was tense today. I was nervous, you know, but it started more throughout the game because I couldn't really get my game going the way I was hoping it to go against Copil, but he did very well.
Because Federer was seeded, Copil as a qualifier actually played more matches at the event.
He played great, you know, that's what I told him as well. He's won more matches than I did this week, so he's the champ, really, of the Basel week. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't get it done.
And being at home meant Federer was surrounded by not only a partisan crowd, but a lot of family and friends.
Everybody's here, so we had about over 50 tickets this match today, so it's always more fun when you can celebrate in a big group.
The win was special, too, because while growing up in Basel, Federer was a ball boy at the tournament for 2 years.
When you sit there and the trophy ceremony is starting and the ball kids walk out, I remember being in their shoes and me walking out, you know, with my friends at the time that I did it for 2 years. So, you know, and then I give them all a medal, thank them for their efforts, and I feel like I'm looking at myself in some ways, you know.
And as a true champion, Federer celebrated with perhaps future tennis champions.
I got the pizza party with all the ball kids happening like I do every year, so I'm sure it's going to be great fun. I'm looking forward to it.
When your name is champ, you have to win.
It's pretty unreal.
Young American golfer Cameron Champ scored his first win in just his second professional tournament at the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi.
See, this year has been a big roller coaster. This time last year I was in school, made it through Q school, then the web, graduated from there, and then obviously my second start on the PGA Tour I won.
Champ carded a 21 under par score to notch a convincing 4-shot win over Corey Connors. His improvement on the greens was key.
I've kind of been a streaky putter at times. Just to see those putts go in and just the confidence it gives me and throughout the rest of my game really helped this week.
Which may help Champ once again live up to his name.
just happy to pull it off.
American Xander Schauffele did pull off a win as the wind blew across the golf course in Shanghai, China, while English challenger Justin Rose and compatriot Tony Finau stayed close.
You know, I think we were genuinely pulling for each other, even though we're playing against each other. So, you know, my hat's off to both of them.
At 14 under par, Finau pulled even at the end of regulation, but fell short on the first playoff hole.
Yeah, it's unlucky. I definitely feel like maybe I let one get away, but Xander played incredible golf today. He was playing tough out there, and he posted a good number and made birdie in our playoff hole when it counted. So hats off to him. He played nicely today and deserved to win.
He enjoyed the tight race to the end.
It was kind of a three-man tournament, so it definitely felt that way coming down the stretch. And it was cool to have a chance to win, you know, a real chance to win. You know, I'll definitely learn from this and keep moving forward.
Justin Rose also found the close finish exciting, even with less than perfect conditions.
Tough day for everybody, yeah. I mean, let's look at the scoreboard. Everyone just seemed like everyone fell apart. There was no chasing packs today. Obviously, it was a three-horse race all day. It was hard to kind of keep the mistakes off the card completely today. And but, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun battle. I was in the hunt and decent defense and, you know, solid week.
Although far from home in China, Schauffele had plenty of support during his winning effort.
The Asian swing's it's a long one, and you know, having my family here is definitely a contributing factor just to make me feel a little more at home.
Danish golfer Torbjørn Olesen is hoping his 2016 win at the Turkish Airlines Open will help him at this week's tournament in Antalya.
Yeah, I like the golf course. It's sort of, I think, especially suit my eye from the tee. Been driving the ball well here in the past, so. And obviously, I have a lot of good memories, so hopefully I can bring that this year also.
Padraig Harrington thinks his fourth-place finish last year will also be helpful.
Was in contention on Sunday, which was nice, played nicely, and it's always good to get those feelings, so hopefully we'll have them back this week.
The Irish veteran feels he's ready.
Got my head on, I know what I'm doing. You know, I feel good about where I'm at and where my game is going.
Irish compatriot Shane Lowry played with Harrington in the practice round and feels the Mediterranean setting is perfect.
It's the same as it was. It's as good as you can get, and you know, the weather is perfect and everything about it is good, and I'm sure the scores are going to be quite low again this year.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Thanks, Jim. Speaking of the Boston Red Sox, the World Series champs had their victory parade on Wednesday through the streets of Boston. Thousands of fans lined the route to greet their hardball heroes. The Associated Press was on the scene in Boston.
This is Boston's fourth World Series parade in 15 years. Players and coaches traveled around the city in amphibious duck boats.
These are the best fans in sports right here.
That is Steve Pierce, the World Series MVP. Manager Alex Cora remembers the moment Pierce hit a home run to seal the victory in the fifth and deciding game.
He felt like we had 40,000 fans cheering for us at Dodger Stadium.
J.D. Martinez arrived on the Red Sox at the start of the season.
You feel like you're dreaming. You don't want to wake up. It's one of those things you're like, just don't pinch me. Let me keep sleeping.
Outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. says the path to winning the World Series was simple.
Take each game one at a time, and after we would win, we would just try to focus on the next, and you know, it was just an amazing ride.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. Sticking with Major League Baseball, one sad note. The news came out on Wednesday afternoon that one of the National League's all-time greats passed away. Willie McCovey and his powerful swing tormented the National League pitchers for over 20 seasons. He hit over 500 home runs, won both the Rookie of the Year and the Most Valuable Player awards, and is remembered fondly by San Francisco Giants fans to this day. McCovey was 80 years old. Here's what McCovey had to say as he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1986.
And now I have become a player on the most distinguished team of all. It's a new family in a way, a family of men whose accomplishments in baseball and in life set them apart from all others. And I'm truly honored and blessed with this ultimate adoption, if you will.
That's Major League Baseball great Willie McCovey, who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 80. I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. When we come back after this short break, We'll have a couple of NBA notes, leading off with the story of a player who dressed up for Halloween on Wednesday night as his younger self, circa 2011. I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sonny Young, and let's turn to the NBA. We have to give a special Sunny Side of Sports shout-out to Derrick Rose. Did you know he's now playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves? Well, Rose is best known for revitalizing the post-Michael Jordan years Chicago Bulls in the later part of the first decade of the 2000s, and winning the NBA MVP award in 2011. Rose had his best game since that 2010-2011 season on Wednesday night, as he put up 50 points in the T-Wolves' 128-125 win over the Utah Jazz. That's a notable game on any night, but coming against a team like the Jazz, that's even more impressive, considering the Jazz feature one of the NBA's best defensive players in Rudy Gobert. Rose played 41 minutes, made 19 field goals, including 4 3-pointers, and 8 of 11 free throws. It's a notable performance considering Jimmy Butler, who wants to get traded out of Minnesota, sat out the game due to quote-unquote rest. Here's what Rose had to say after his career-high points performance.
It was all about finding my 1-2 into my shots and knowing like what to do in the game and figure things out during the game, and coming back here, like being comfortable with Tibbs and the staff and just playing basketball, just being happy playing, actually.
Coach Tom Thibodeau said Rose is finally healthy and playing well after 5 years of injuries.
This guy has been through a lot, and I think he's having a great season for us. This is the first year in 5 years he didn't have to go through rehab in the summer. I know the person that he is, the character that he has, and it shines through.
That's Timberwolves coach Tom Thibodeau talking about Derrick Rose's big game on Wednesday night when he scored a career-high 50 points. It's been a tough week in the sports world, as we mentioned Willie McCovey's death earlier in the show. Well, my colleague Gwen Uten joins us now on the Sunny Side of Sports with this report on how the community in the Midlands of England is handling the helicopter crash death of Leicester City's chairman, Vichai Srivaddhanaprabha. Welcome to the show, Gwen.
Hey there, Dan. Leicester City fans continue to pay their respects to club chairman Vichai Srivaddhanaprabha, who died on Saturday in a helicopter crash just outside the King Power Stadium. In the days that followed, the Leicester City team and hundreds of mourners visited a memorial that stood outside the stadium. Many read heartfelt messages written by grieving fans, while others chose to write a message of their own in a book of condolence. Vichai's wife and son lay a floral wreath among hundreds of flowers, scarves, and royal blue jerseys left by those who were still in shock over his sudden passing.
It's like walking around in a dream. You think you're going to wake up in a minute. It never happened. I mean, I'm 63 years old, and I'm crying for a man I've never met. That's the effect that it had on us.
A Saturday match between Leicester City's Premier League and West Ham United had just ended when the helicopter carrying Vichai and 4 others crashed and then exploded shortly after liftoff. Former Leicester City goalkeeper Peter Shilton was at the game with his wife and witnessed the crash. He says it was a moment that will live with him forever.
Well, we were coming out the ground just to get into our car, and we saw the chairman's helicopter above us. And all of a sudden it seemed to be making a funny noise and started to spin. And it was surreal at the time. We weren't sure what was happening. And then it started to spiral. And obviously, looking back, we realised it was out of control. And all of a sudden it started coming towards us. And my wife, you know, started panicking, saying, "It's coming towards us." And it was like shock, fear. And all of a sudden, he seemed to drop a little bit and then obviously crash. And it's all happened so quickly. And then there was sort of sparks coming out the back and then some small flames and then larger flames. I mean, this all happened very quickly. And it suddenly just blew up. My wife became hysterical. I was in shock. I think I still am. And I just grabbed hold of her. She wanted to do something, which obviously we couldn't. But quite quickly, the police arrived very quickly. And it seemed quite quickly the fire engines came. And, we were just so helpless. But at the time, just thinking it was the chairman and possibly his family in it, it's just incredible. And it's just something I think, will live with us forever, really. It was one of the most horrendous things that I think anybody could ever see.
Roy Young, the housekeeper for Leicester City's football club, says he's haunted by what he saw.
What's hurt me? It's really hurt me, yeah. I don't think I'd get over it. It really has got me. We can't sleep. It's just can't get it out of my mind. Keep waking up and, can't believe. I did actually see it happen, you see. I seen the helicopter come down and, I just can't get over it.
In the wake of the tragedy, the Premier League issued a statement honoring the five people who tragically lost their lives in the crash. Leicester City has confirmed they will play in this weekend's Premier League game at Cardiff City, but will travel by coach rather than fly there as originally planned. Players will wear black armbands at all Premier League fixtures this weekend and observe a minute of silence. Vichai is being remembered as a quiet man with a huge heart. The Thai billionaire bought the Leicester City Football Club in 2010, who were at that time a struggling second-tier team. Leicester City began the 2016 season 5,000-1 long shots to pull off a championship. But Vichai saw the club beat those odds with an incredible Premier League title victory in what has been called the biggest shock in football's history. Vichai's support of the team also spilled over to their fans. He gave away free beer, scarves, and cakes, and free bus travel to make sure fans could attend every game to cheer the team on. Vichai is widely regarded as the Premier League's most generous and respected chairman, a sentiment reiterated by the mayor of Leicester, Peter Soulsby.
Well, of course, he was very generous to the club, and say a lot of the foreign owners take from the club. Well, he gave, and he gave very generously, but he gave beyond that to the wider community of Leicester, to the hospitals, to the universities, to many causes anonymously. He just he gave support, and he became one of us. And well, we're missing one of us. I can't imagine any other foreign owner who would be honoured in the way that he has been. And you might expect this sort of tribute to a football star, a beloved manager, but to a football owner, he was unique.
Vichai's son and vice chairman of Leicester posted an emotional Instagram message that reads in part, "I would like to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for this overwhelming support. What happened made me realize how important my dad was to many people all over the world, and I'm touched by how many people kept him close to their hearts. I'm extremely proud to have such an extraordinary father. Today, he has left me with a legacy to continue, and I will do everything I can to carry on his big vision and dreams." Well, Vichai is seen as the man who helped Leicester dream the impossible. And former goalkeeper Peter Shelton says Vichai's legacy will live on in the hearts of many.
I think everybody, we've been mourning for a long time, I think. Thankfully, the rest of the family weren't in the helicopter, but I think so the legacy of him himself, I think, will carry on. But obviously he will be so sadly missed. And it's so, so sad that it's happened.
Reports confirm the flight data recorder has been recovered and investigations are now underway into the cause of the crash. A very sad ending to a life well lived. Our hearts go out to those whose lives he touched and to all who have been affected by this very tragic event. I'll have more news tomorrow. For now, I'll hand it back over to you, Dan.
Thanks, Gwen, for recapping that difficult story for the community of Leicester, England, and the Foxes of Leicester City. Our thoughts are with the English soccer community. And that wraps up the November 1st edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Chang. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Friedel in for VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. And that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Science in a Minute.
Beer is one of the oldest and most popular beverages in the world. While it's difficult to pinpoint exactly who was the first to brew the frothy concoction, historians generally agree that the brewing and drinking of beer and similar drinks can be traced back to about 5 to 7,000 years ago. U.S. and Israeli scientists say they have found evidence that suggests beer was brewed in the eastern Mediterranean area several millennia before that. The researchers from Stanford University in California and the University of Haifa in Israel studied and analyzed three stone mortars that were found in an ancient burial cave site in Israel. They say their analysis confirms that the mortars were used for storing food and for brewing a wheat barley-based beer that was probably served at ritual feasts some 13,000 years ago. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
She said she too young, don't want no man.
Starting Monday, November 5th, tune into Border Crossings to win a free copy of Now 68, featuring top songs from a variety of artists. This CD features Calvin Harris's One Kiss, along with Ariana Grande's God is a Woman, and many other hit songs. Tune into Border Crossings to win.
Hello, friends. This is Sunday Shomari, host of Let's Talk. Join me Monday for another exciting edition of your show. topic will be cooking. Is it a woman's job only? This will be Monday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa. VOA.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.